Is that one of ours?
Eliza Dooley?
Harry, wait. Not a lost cause.
You are what Jamie Foxx and other men of my generation refer to as a booty call.
Holy crap. Bitch slapped me all over my whole entire face.
She's the perfect plus one.
A little bit of you, a little bit of me.
That seems to be the winning combination.
This one goes out to my man.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time.
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Joining me in the studio tonight is fellow voice actor and post-production extraordinaire. Yeah, that's right. Sherry Bass, everybody.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
You are so welcome. Couple of bits of business before we start off on the main topic. First of all, thank you very much for everybody who's been tuning in and who's been listening to the show. I spoke to the owner of Skid Row Studios today, the gentleman we call Jeremy, and he gave me the stats for the show. And it seems that since we started in January, we've doubled our download numbers, which is amazing. So thank you for everybody who's been, honestly, if you've checked out the show, we appreciate it. It really does matter. And all we ask is that if you enjoy the show, you tell a friend. At this point, that's all we ask for. So thank you to everybody who's been checking out the show, and give it the thumbs up on Facebook, of course, Chris Abalo's podcast experiment. You can follow it on social media at Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And we're very much grateful, myself and everybody here at Mission Control at the studio, that you're tuning into the show and that you're checking it out. Bit of news as well. Starting next week, the show is going to be moving to 9 p.m., which is pretty fancy. So from now on, you can tune into the show live at 9 p.m. Pacific time and midnight Eastern Standard Time. So it's kind of a primetime show, kind of a late night show, depending how you look at it. So pretty cool. So yeah, starting next week, 9 p.m., you can check out the show live. And also, if you are watching the video stream or catch up on the show on YouTube, now, if we're not already on the host cam, I assume we are. I'm going to look at the camera right now, because looking at it last week, it's watching the video, I noticed that this camera, unfortunately, only has so many angles. It mainly moves from side to side. So when I was watching back last week's episode, I saw basically that this is kind of the double chin cam, the way this awkwardly kind of, there's no good angle the way it's sitting.
Well, and I'm like, you do the model pose, just kind of tuck your chin in and then kind of stare off to the side.
Is that how it goes? I don't. Yeah, but for a whole hour? I don't know if I can keep that up for a whole hour.
Well, you know.
So I'm just going to start referring to this as a Stay Puffed cam, because it looks pretty bad. I was just surprised when I actually looked back and saw the show and thought, good God, it's going to be frightening to anybody who's tuning into the show for the first time or who's watching the video of it on the YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to, by the way. I'm just going to think, good God, Jupiter is on the radio and he grew a nose. Oh, God. The hell? By the way, if you are listening to the show on iTunes, just a heads up, the default setting for the show on iTunes, it does specify that the show is explicit, but I can pretty much promise you this episode won't be. And I realize we have a lot of new listeners because of the topic we're talking about today, because we're talking about selfie. So if you're on iTunes, don't get thrown by, oh, I don't want to hear a bunch of people crudely talking about my precious selfie. No. Don't worry about that, because this episode won't be explicit. It's just a default setting, because we need to be careful, because if we didn't have it on there and people came in here and
we're having candid adult conversation like we had, say, last week, then it'd be bad news if we didn't mark it as explicit. So, alas, the show is explicit, but not this episode, so don't let that throw you. All right. Now, as you probably know, unless you randomly clicked on this, in which case, welcome anyway, we are going to be talking about ABC's Selfie, or Selfie formerly of ABC, depending how you look at it. And joining us is one of the women who is spearheading the Save Selfie movement online. She is on the phone with us all the way from frigid Kentucky. Please welcome the radio debut of Erica Lawson, everybody. Hi, Erica.
Hey, thanks for inviting me on the show.
No problem. Thanks for coming on the show. I realize you're only on because you're kind of stuck inside the house because of the temperature and the weather conditions in Kentucky. You just had nothing better to do. So I appreciate it anyway that you're on the show. All right, so where do we begin to talk about Selfie? Well, let me start it off by just telling you how I got into the show. Like many, initially I heard the name and I thought, I'm not going to watch that show. There's no chance. And then I came across through my day job, came across some of the production staff while they were prepping the show, and everyone was very nice, which, frankly, the majority of people who work in show business are nice, who work on shows, they are very nice. It's kind of this myth that everybody in show business must be a jerk, but they're not, because people only want to work with other people who are cool. So in all honesty, most people in show business are pretty cool. But the staff was really nice, and I thought, all right, maybe I'll give the show a chance. Fast forward to, I think it was last May, I don't remember exactly, but a friend of mine who works at Warner Brothers was working an event where they have international TV programmers come in, and the studio shows all their pilots, basically. And then these buyers decide whether or not they're going to air the show in their region, you know, to air the show internationally. And I spoke to him about it kind of in the middle of the event. We just, you know, we're chatting. And I said, so what's taking off? Because I'm thinking The Flash, because it's comic book hero and everybody's into everything comic books, TV, they tend to be hit or miss. But I thought, oh, that's got to play huge internationally. And he says, you know what? The thing that's resonating the most with people is Selfie. And I thought, internationally? People are interested in some narcissistic American woman, some Generation Y girl who's just obsessed with social media? How can people be that interested in it? Unless they thought it was funny, in as much as like, look at that stupid American girl who's just taking pictures of herself. Look at her embarrass herself on a plane in front of a bunch of people. That's funny. So I thought, all right, maybe there is something to this show. And I was kind of sold on it anyway. Fast forward to September when the show debuted, which was September 30th on ABC. I watched it, I think, the day after. I just watched it on demand because I said, well, the show's worth a half hour of my time. Everybody who I ran into on the show was nice, heard good things about it. Even though the pilot had been online, I hadn't watched it. But I figured, let me sit and watch the show, give it a chance. And at the end of it, I said, all right, that show was cute. I'll watch next week. And I watched the following week, and it was funny. Really funny. And then it got to the third week, and I was in. The third episode is the one that really, every single scene in it just had me cracking up. And I probably watched it right away, because I was DVRing the show. I probably watched it right after it was done airing a second time, because I just thought the show was hysterical. And it just got better and better after that. So, Let's throw it open to everyone else. Sherry, how is it you started watching Selfie?
Well, almost in the same way that you did. When I first heard the title Selfie, I was like, I don't know. but that being said, the writer of the show, Emily Kapnick, she also wrote another great one that I enjoyed, which was The Burgatory. So I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. So I actually watched it when it was online, and I absolutely did fall in love with it. That being said, I watch a whole lot of pilots and stuff because I have nothing
else
to do.
You watch a lot of TV.
Right? I watch a lot of TV. And it just stuck with me. And I grew to love the characters, and the comedy in it is just great. And it's just fun. It just seems like they all have a good time on that show. So that being said, I just keep watching, and the rest is history. Save Selfie. Hashtag.
That's right. Hashtag Save Selfie, everyone. All right. Over to you, Erica. How is it you came to start watching Selfie?
actually found out about the show on Tumblr because I run a Doctor Who blog. So I was going through the Karen Gillan tag when I saw a picture of her in the peach dress from the pilot. And usually I follow most of her stuff. Like, I follow her recent stuff, but the stuff she did before Doctor Who, I haven't really watched. But all this after Doctor Who, I've watched. But so after watching, not watching, but seeing that picture, I knew that I would want to watch the show.
Cool. Yeah, that was a big sell for a lot of people. There was a big international poll because most people know Karen Gillan from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
That seems to be the big the big thing. I don't know how many people knew going into watching the show that they'd all seen her as Nebula 2 months before.
Right.
Because you would never guess it's the same person. Just looking at her, you would have absolutely no idea. I got to ask, by the way, Erica, are you wearing your Janimal while we're talking to you?
Yes, I am, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah. You have one. I have
one. She does. Do you really?
I do.
Why didn't you wear it in?
Because we're downtown and I didn't want to be
there. There's enough crazy people walking around in pajamas
right.
in downtown
we got
LA.
Enough of that.
Yeah, we don't need another one. No chance. So I really was sold on the show, like I said, because every week it got better and better. I just feel, and the third episode in particular, which... That's where the supporting cast really came out, where they kind of filled out the characters more.
Oh,
where,
like Larry.
Yeah, Larry and Charmonique and even cool. even Saperstein.
Yeah. That's my girl.
Yeah. Sherry communicates with me by sending me photos of Charmonique with a caption underneath.
Yes.
It's like my face when such and such happened at work today. It yeah. makes me laugh. So, yeah, this you're very Charmonique-like.
You know.
Well, in certain ways. Not all. But when the supporting cast kind of had more emphasis put on them, I think it's really what filled the show out because it's what you would think, given all the advertising or just the synopsis of the show, you would think it was just about either a modern take on My Fair Lady or just about this girl is obsessed with social media and people are a certain amount of people would be tired of that. So they're just like, ugh. Never mind. I'm not even going to bother with the show, aside from the title. And I think the show really became a workplace comedy at a point because now you're introducing all these coworkers who are funny because Eliza's dating Freddie. Mm-hmm. Freddie works there. Henry's always at work. So
right.
he's running into, you know, Charlie, who's his assistant, and the boss, Saperstein, who's hilarious. And, of course, Charmonique is at the front desk, so she interacts with everybody all day long and has some of the best lines. And Larry, who's just kind of a nutcase, but is a lovable nutcase.
I love it, though.
I know. Well, same thing with Eliza. She becomes, like, the lovable narcissist. I don't think you completely hate her, except for maybe in the first episode, where you're just like, ugh.
No, I mean, I totally get it, though. I mean, we are in that age where everyone is obsessed with, let me take a selfie, you know, so.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Well, not me, but I'm no good at it.
But that being said, you know, you can totally relate to that character because we are concerned about our likes. We are concerned about, oh, is this going to catch attention? How many likes can I get for this picture? You know, so, I mean, I totally related to that right away on that aspect of it. I mean, but in the whole, oh, you know, Eliza, she's selfish. I mean, in this age, aren't we all in some kind of way?
Mind-blowing. I think so.
No.
It is.
Okay.
It's mind-blowing, right? Did you relate to it at all, Erica, when you were looking at someone like Eliza? Did you think, oh, okay, this is, or at least you know girls like this?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, one of my friends, he was convinced that the show was written about me because I took a lot of selfies.
And now you're fighting so hard to give it a season two. So he thought, oh, okay. Well, that's what this is about. That's why Erica's getting behind this so much, because she wants to see more of her on TV. That's what it is. Which I have to say, between Erica and the woman who's, I think, pretty much running all the official Save Selfie pages on social media, as well as the website, Jamie Schneider, frankly, I want to hire the two of them to advertise this show because they're doing such an amazing job spreading the word and getting out there. I mean, as of now, the big where Erica kind of came into the, let's say, the public consciousness as far as the Save Selfie online community was concerned, was she started the petition on change.org to give the show a second season. And it's almost at 60,000 signatures already.
Wow.
And just 1,000 signatures in the last week. So there's still momentum on this show. There's still an audience, and there's still people who, through whatever means, are getting turned onto it, which is fascinating because, I mean, as of now, you can only watch the last 5 episodes on Hulu and on ABC.com. But apparently, which actually, Erica, let me ask you about this, because you've interacted with a ton of people internationally. So what has been the feedback you've gotten worldwide, and where have you heard from in other parts of the world, people who are turned on to Selfie and are supporting Saving Selfie?
The show is actually, it was shown in over 30 countries. I mean, it has fans in over 30 countries, not shown in over 30 countries. But it was shown in Latin America and Asia, as well as America. But there's also fans in Taiwan, Canada, just all across the world.
And a lot of these people have been very outspoken. I mean, just the amount of tweets I've gotten, which I've been really impressed by the amount of support everybody's been giving to the show anyway, to standing behind, giving the show a second season. But even the amount, just in the last week and a half, since I spoke to Erica about calling into the show, everyone's been so rampant about spreading the word because that's how passionate everybody is, which is, it's amazing for something that, like I said, if you want to be superficial and look at the show on the surface and just go by the title and the story, or at least what people might know about it, the short version, it would probably surprise a lot of people. But there seems to be, there's almost a cult audience that's growing for the show, because I think a certain amount of momentum was built after it was canceled, but then Hulu picked it up and started showing it. I think that kind of turned people on to, oh, wait a minute, there must be something to this show. Well, maybe I didn't watch it. It's still playing somewhere else, even if it's not playing on a network, which even that I was a little perplexed by, because I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV. In fact, the last show I watched weekly when it aired, coincidentally, was on ABC. And that ended back in 2008, which was Boston Legal.
Wow.
So, yeah. And you're amazed by that because you watch a lot of TV. I haven't tuned into a show in 6 years.
I'm missing
years.
My shows now. No, I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah, your DVR is smoke coming out of it because of all the stuff you're recording to be here.
Yeah.
But I hadn't watched a show on a weekly basis in 6 years, so it was kind of a big deal for me to actually get into the show, and especially after that third episode where I was anxiously awaiting the next Tuesday and then the shock when it was canceled, figuring, wow, I can't believe, I mean, it was a bad fall for romantic comedies in general. Certainly it was Manhattan Love Story, which didn't last very long, and A to Z as well, which also has there's a Save A to Z movement going on right now. And it's just strange that genre didn't take off for whatever reason, because I don't know what people are watching. Clearly I'm out of touch, but I'm really, it's amazing how much momentum the show's gotten. And at this point, for there to be 1,000 more signatures on the petition now at the end of February, when there hasn't been a new episode of the show in 2 months, that's amazing.
Well, do you think that it was because of the time slot in the day? Because Tuesday is kind of a random TV day.
It's also a little weird that it started at 8, because a lot of times, well, I don't want to say a lot of time, but let's say, like if CBS is launching a new sitcom, they'll usually put it on like after Big Bang Theory or something. They'll have a lead-in show to get people to hang around, or hope, like, all right, they're tuning into one of the popular shows. Let's put it on after, let's say, Mike and Molly or Big Bang Theory, 2.5 Men. And then they'll debut a new show, which they'll have to shuffle the time slot a bit, but just so people check out the show and get interested. Whereas Selfie was on at 8 o'clock, no lead-in, and it was an hour of 2 new shows. So the only people who were probably tuning in were people who were sold on the show in the first place. Because I don't know how strong the word of mouth is, certainly way more word of mouth now.
Right.
Than there was when the show was air between September and November, when the show was actually airing on ABC.
Yeah, because the last couple episodes, right before it got canceled, I think it was like 3.5 million viewers, and it started off with about 3 million. And so it started increasing. And it's kind of sad because they should have kept it on a little bit longer just to see where it would have gone. Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the viewers started watching and started catching on. Like, I started falling in love really around episode 10. because I love karaoke. But that being said, yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, let me start over again. And I actually did start watching things and started paying attention more. And then I started realizing that the characters are more complex than what we saw. Because as you were saying, one of the first things is the My Fair Lady scenario. And they do kind of tag into that, but it is a little bit more than that. So.
Oh, yeah. It's a very loose kind of framework that they're within. It's not
absolutely.
It's not strictly like, okay, this is a two-hour movie spread out over an entire season or more.
Right.
But the strange thing is, and the only thing that I think is keeping the show from picking up any more momentum or turning more people onto is that you can only watch the last five episodes. And like Erica, I know a lot of people have been reaching out to you saying, how can I watch the show, or I can't watch the show? What do I do? Yeah. I've only seen a couple episodes. Like, you must be hearing that a lot.
Yeah. I get it at least once a day by someone.
Yeah, that's... Now, the thing is, and I realize this is a legitimate concern, because they use a lot of modern music in the show, which, to no one's surprise, the only song from the show I had that I already owned was Wishing Well, which is why that opened this show. Shocking that I don't have All About That Bass. Could you imagine that?
Well,
I don't?
You know, you're back in 1982, so...
There's nothing wrong music. With Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Absolutely not, but...
When I heard they were doing, that Saperstein was going to be doing a Terrence Trent D'Arby, so I was dressed like him. I was like, if it's Wishing Well or Sign Your Name, I'm going to be so happy. And I was. I may have rewound that sequence to watch it again before I carried on with the episode, because I was so happy. It's ridiculous how excited it made me. But I remember when that song was on the radio, and I own the song, so that's why I get the song. Well, it would have been, I don't know that there are a lot of other songs aside from the show theme song that would have worked up front to kind of set the tone. Oh, man. Come on, Let's Stroll. That might have been a little too heavy. My voice sounds good tonight. My voice sounds very deep, actually.
Voice
over. Well, that's where it all comes
smooth.
In. Wise men say... All right, I'm getting way off track. But anyway, music licensing. That's what I was saying. I know that's a big deal because it is expensive to license songs, especially because a lot of songs... I mean, I'm sure the Goo Goo Dolls song from the flashback, or even the songs from when it flashed back to Charmonique's prom and, you know, and her reunion. I'm sure even those were pricey, being songs from the 90s. But there's also... like even licensing for international usage, or even for, because people, including me, because I thought after I heard about the cancellation after the seventh episode aired, mm-hmm. I thought, all right, well, let me just go buy the episodes on Amazon or iTunes so I have them, because I don't know if we're going to get to see these again. Because at that point, nobody knew if all 13, I mean, it was confirmed that they had shot 13.
Right.
But we didn't know if we were going to see all 13. I thought, well, I definitely want these episodes because I really, really love the series. And they weren't for sale. And apparently that's because of music licensing, because if you're going to sell it, that's a whole other cost. Yeah, it's another. And same thing with putting it on DVD. And a lot of people complain when particularly shows come out on DVD because they sub out the music for like generic royalty-free kind of music, whereas there was a recognizable song there. But that costs money to do. It'd be great to have a complete first season set of Selfie, but...
But
it'd be expensive, I think.
I love the fact that they use songs that we're current or used to, because that's the whole thing. We're in touch with social media. It's all about who's the next, you know, new artist like Sia.
Totally.
You know, so it was kind of cool to actually be involved in that. That made me actually enjoy the show even more, especially when they were singing No Scrubs by TLC. That was my jam back in the day. So I absolutely related.
Even the T-Boz and Mary J. Blige wigs. Just referencing that, I thought
absolutely.
Was hilarious. I straightened out my MJB for this. And actually, that's one of the points that Erica had when we were chatting earlier in the week, was that mm-hmm. because everybody uses Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, it's not generic social media you've never heard of. Everybody's aware of these platforms. And right. I thought it was pretty genius of them to actually create accounts for the characters, because there is the_Dulio account. It's inactive right now because ABC was running it, apparently. So that hasn't been anything new.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Erica, that was one of the things that you said really helped you relate to the show, because you thought, oh, this is the world we're living in.
Yeah.
So, actually, one of the things which they never really... They didn't put too much emphasis on the fact that the show takes place in Los Angeles, but since we're here, and Sherry, you can back me up on this, I can't even begin to tell you how insanely accurate those characters are, because there are millions, and I mean millions upon millions, of young women like Eliza all over the place. It's so insanely dead on. Oh, it's crazy. And that was one of the things I found, to a degree, maybe I found, or we found it funnier than other people would, who may think it's kind of a maybe cartoony, or it's got to be exaggerated. Like, there's no way she's that. No, there really are women walking around like that that are so. I'm sure there are women like that elsewhere, but here it's rampant. It's insane how selfie conscious all the women are walking around here with the. And honestly, that was one of the things I kind of joked about with even Bryn and the hipster neighbors. Yeah, so dead on. it's so accurate. Right. Clothes are vintage. They smell like dead people. Yep.
Yeah.
So dead on. And that was probably part of the fun. I imagine it must have been hilarious for Karen to play a character like that, because not being from America, she probably just found the whole thing hilarious and maybe even sad. But it's fun. The fact that the show was actually satirical about it was one of the things that I really liked about it, because it wasn't glamorizing this character. If anything, it was kind of offering rehabilitation for those kind of mixed up Generation Y.
And realizing it's not the friends on Facebook, it's friends that you have around you.
Yeah. It is. It's real and missing real life. And it's true. I mean, that's one of the things that stuck out about the pilot was at the end. And somebody tweeted me the scene today. I can't recall offhand who it was, but at the ending scene where it's, you think you're getting it, but you're actually missing it. And it's true. All the time, you see, it's the funniest thing around here when you see people, like tourists going around, and they're just snapping photos of everything because everybody has an iPhone, and they can just walk around and that's it. Take pictures of everything, but nobody's actually taking it in and realizing,
what's going on?
Yeah.
Totally. I was somewhere, probably I think it was in Hollywood, and this guy had a Starbucks cup, and the whole time, instead of him looking at the sunset that was going on in front of him, he had to have the Starbucks cup in the right spot, and he was just taking pictures, and he would look at it. No, that doesn't work. Look at it again. Take the picture. And I swear it was like 20 photos he took. And then all of us were just kind of looking at him like, are you kidding me? Like, what's wrong with it? But that's us. That's 2015 right now.
It is. You know? Yeah, that's the reality. That's the way everybody is now. And it's funny because my sister, I don't have an iPhone. My sister does. But anytime I'm taking a picture, I'm kind of lining up because the shutter on my phone's camera isn't insanely sensitive, but the iPhone's is.
Right.
So I'll end up snapping off like 28 photos just because my thumb's hovering above it. And I thought, I bet that's because there's so many. I mean, I'm sure you can adjust it, but I thought that's got to be because everyone wants 90 different versions and the best one's going to go on Instagram.
Of course.
Yeah. So I definitely think that all the more reason it makes sense. It's one of the few shows that I think is actually of the time that you think would appeal to a younger audience, which is one of the things I was surprised about, because there was I really started to pay attention to ratings because I was watching the show, because now, I mean, compared to 2008, the last time I was watching TV, there's so many more platforms where people can take stuff in. I mean, people have DVR. I mean, DVRs have been around for a while, but people are very actively using their DVRs and recording multiple shows at the same time or watching shows on demand.
Right.
Which used to be, not everybody did it.
Yeah.
That's your weekend, but that's what a lot of people do. On the weekend is that they end up catching up on shows and nobody's tuning in to watch it on the network schedule. So it's kind of surprising.
So what did you find about the demographics of it? Like, who is watching the show?
It was a lot of 18 to 49, no surprise. Yeah. Because I don't imagine there's a lot of people receiving AARP and tuning in to Selfie at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays. I could be wrong, but I don't think that's the audience they were going for.
Right.
A bunch of Jones are going to be watching the show. But that seemed like the prime, the obviously majority of the audience, which is fine because that's who the show is made for and that's who's going to relate to the show, because either a lot of on the older end, they're going to have teenage kids who are pretty much just like that on a daily basis. And they'll probably be a little bit more Henry-like about it, where they just think, wow, really? You're just so dependent on all this stuff? It's internet. It's not real. I realize I'm saying that on an internet show, but you all know what I mean.
Right.
But I think that that's one of the things that, that people can relate to, is that it's such a modern show. And with once again, with ratings, I think when you're taking into account, let's say 3 to 4 million people are tuning in, that's only when the show's being broadcast. The amount of people who catch up on TV on demand or on their DVR, just on, I mean, plenty of people just binge watch on the weekend, catch up on all the shows from during the week. Mm-hmm. So you would think that would count for something, but I think it only, I think networks or maybe just in general, I don't know if there's a general rule that was put in place or guideline where now on demand and streaming is factored into ratings, because I think it's live plus 7 is what they're considering now.
It is live plus 7. Yeah.
And that makes total sense, because on a Tuesday when there's so much week left, people are going to watch the show later.
Right.
So I think I'm really curious to know the amount of people who tuned in and watched the show on demand. I mean, even like me, I didn't watch it when the pilot was broadcast. I watched it the next day.
Right.
So I'm wondering how many people tuned in. And actually, more importantly, I want to hear from the people who did Janimals, how many they sold after they had a Janimal on the episode, after Eliza was wearing the Janimal.
They're so cute.
I think that's...
I actually went on the website when I was looking for mine, and they were all sold out of the largest, which is like the 5 foot to 5 foot 9. So, of the unicorn, not the... of the unicorn one.
They don't make a unicorn of my size. It's awful. That's the next petition.
Right.
we need unicorn Janimals for guys who are 6 feet tall. It could happen. Yeah. Let's get Selfie a season 2. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We all know why we're here. But I'm curious about that, because I always wonder when... Same thing after the Avengers came out. I was like, I wonder how many people started eating shawarma after the Avengers. Same thing. I wonder how many people are buying Janimals because they were like, what? A life-size stuffed animal, that's amazing. That you can wear, slip into, like a tauntaun, that's amazing. Anyway.
Onesies.
What's that?
I said onesies. Oh. I love them.
So, now let's talk about the online movement, because, Erica, as I said, you've been incredibly active in it. What is it you get most from people when they reach out to you, and the interactions you've gotten through Twitter specifically and through Instagram? What do you hear most from people? Like when people ask you questions or they want to talk about the show, what is it they're relating to the most when they watch the show? And what is it they're after? Are they all just after a second season?
Well, there are a couple of them that want to, well, we've discussed a Kickstarter campaign, but obviously we can't fund an entire series.
No.
So a couple of them would like a movie, or at least a final episode, which I would be okay with, but the ultimate goal is for a second season.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Be put on a new network.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because as ABC and Hulu have both said no, so...
Yes, you've been petitioning. Oh, and there, by the way, there is a tweet blast coming this week. The first one's tomorrow. Well, Erica, you know the details. You can fill everybody in. I'm just going to end reading it and messing it up. So tell us about the tweet blast for this week and who we're reaching out to.
Okay. On tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern, we're tweeting to Netflix. And on Thursday at the same time, 8 o'clock, it's TBS.
Cool. And you know what? Either of those would be a smart fit, because TBS is kind of reinventing stuff. Like, they have a new head of television, from what I understand, who cut a few other shows that they've had. And I think they'd be happy with 3 to 4 million viewers. I can't help but think that it'd be... But at this, you know what? At the same time, a lot of basic cable networks are looking for, not counter-programming, but I guess to a degree, just different programming than what the broadcast networks are looking for. I mean, a show like Breaking Bad obviously wouldn't have taken off on network TV, and they wouldn't have been able to do as much as they did. And even that... is an example of how, because as we said, all 13 episodes are not available right now. And I think that's one of the big hurdles. But that's an example where I think at the end of the first season of Breaking Bad, they were averaging 800,000 viewers or something like that. Fast forward to the final season, it's getting 28 million or something. Wow. They had a ridiculous amount of viewers. And that's because AMC was putting the show on Netflix and people were catching up on entire seasons. People were binge watching the show.
Yeah.
And then when the season premiere happened, they were all tuned in, and every year just grew exponentially because everybody could play catch up. And I think that needs to happen with Selfie, because if people can watch all 13 episodes, then they'll say, yeah, I want to see more of it, because it definitely leaves you wanting more.
Yeah.
As much as there's some resolution in the 13th episode and a few loose ends are tied.
Yeah.
You still want more.
I still wanted that second. I was like, what? No, don't leave me like that.
I know. There's so much. You could tell that there was still so much for them to do. I mean, I was joking about when I was live tweeting while I was watching one of the episodes on Hulu. And when Charmonique and Brynn are fighting, I said, these two need to be trapped in an elevator in season two, because how funny would that be? They're just at each other's throats and they can't get away. That would be amazing. I mean, in my head, I'm already thinking I can do spec scripts for like 3 to 4 episodes right now. I can think of where I'd like to see the show to go. And in fact, that's been one of the bits that's really taken off online was there was a fan fiction competition, which was judged. Actually, tell us a bit about that, Erica.
Okay. Actually, we had a couple of competitions, but with the fan fiction, people sent in, wrote their fan fiction, sent them in, and then it was judged, and then the winner won a prize, so that's cool. But yeah, there are some really good submissions.
And the interesting thing, too, is there have been quite a few, online competitions. And one of the amazing things is, because the show definitely isn't short on chemistry. You can tell a lot of times when you're watching things where you just think that these people are just, not that they're going through the motions, but there seems to be a very natural chemistry, particularly between Karen and John Cho. Mm-hmm. That seems just, it just works. And it's something it's the same reason you can't really explain it in real life either, why you get along with some people and why you don't. It's just a mystery of chemistry. But everybody genuinely seemed like they enjoyed being on the show.
Right.
And it's amazing how much of the cast and even show creator Emily Kapnick have been interacting with the fan base online. Even since the show's been off the air, it's incredible how many of them have been involved and have been paying attention.
Absolutely.
Let's hope they're paying attention now.
Right.
Because let me tell you, we're in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Right.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Selfie cast and crew.
Hi.
We appreciate the show. We thank you for the show. But look, we're in Los Angeles. The studio's in Los Angeles. I'm in Los Angeles. Come on the show. I'm dead serious. Let's get the cast in here. Emily Kapnick, you're welcome to come in. Let's do something. We do it here in the studio. We can make it like a Paley Center type event, except without a live audience. I mean, people can tune in and check out the show whenever they want, but let's do it. Come on in. Open door. Reach out to me at Chris Abalo on Twitter. Email the show at capethepodcast@gmail.com. Let's make it happen, because everybody really seems to, I think the cast and everyone involved in the show really did genuinely enjoy the experience and wants to see more happen. And I think that's why they're paying so much attention. In fact, speaking of which, Erica's birthday was the beginning of this month.
Oh, and happy belated.
And she had, well, you can tell everybody, Erica.
Okay. Well, Karen wished me a happy birthday, which is great.
She did. She did a little video.
She sang me happy birthday in a video. And Divine Joy, she sang happy birthday to me over the LA skyline, which was really nice.
Wow.
That's cool.
That is super cool.
Isn't it? See, I want Divine Joy to sing me happy birthday when my birthday comes around. Because just that scene where she's singing it to Henry was so awesome.
Right.
Which, by the way, I think she needs to just go with, I know her full name, but I think she needs to just go by Divine Joy. Because personally, I know if my name were Divine Joy, which I realize you might think that's weird, but the amount of guys from the mystical land of New Jersey, where I'm from, who are named Divine Joy, let me tell you, New Jersey's lousy with them. But I think she should be like Cher and just go by Divine Joy and that's it.
Yeah.
Because I would. Anyone's offering.
That's for sure.
But just further, and this is just 3 weeks ago. And obviously they're aware that Erica's one of the most outspoken voices, one of those at the forefront. And there are many. There are so many people.
Yeah.
Just who've reached out to me. And that's one of the reasons I'm all the more impressed and that much more motivated to see that this happens. because everybody's just so passionate about it. Just the amount of people who were really getting behind this show that we're doing right now and the fact that Erica was going to be on it and we were going to spend an hour talking about Selfie. It was tremendous. Like, I was blown away by the amount of support that, people were offering and the fact that they were all getting behind, like, yes, let's talk about this and let's keep the conversation going. But I definitely think that the big hurdle is getting those 13 episodes out there so there's something to build on. And is that something that's already been addressed, Erica?
We have reached out to Hulu and ABC to ask them to put them on, but we haven't heard anything back from them.
So they haven't said no?
Yet. Well, I haven't heard anything, so.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance. Okay. Well, in that case, everybody said, and we have to have another tweet blast. Make sure all the episodes are available. I really think if people could watch the complete, because it's 13 episodes, that's what, just over 4 hours?
Yeah.
You can totally watch that over the weekend, and people will say, yeah, I want to see more of that. And somebody like, say, Netflix or TBS can give it 10 episodes or something, even a small run. I mean, like, the fan funding thing definitely wouldn't work. I mean, the closest thing I can relate to an existing property getting fan funded was Veronica Mars, but that was, what, an hour and a half movie, and they raised $5 million. I mean, that would get us four episodes if we got $5 million, which is still, it's probably more than we can raise. But I think, I don't know, the fact that there's such a passionate following and the fact that so many people are still signing and people are still discovering the show and the fact that it just finished up airing internationally, didn't it, Erica?
Yeah. A couple of days ago, the last episode aired in Argentina. So we've been getting a lot of those fans in. They want to save the show now.
Yeah, that's great. Well. Yeah, because they're getting a chance to see it because I guess it would have started airing maybe December if we're going over 13 weeks. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I think that's really the fact that now they're getting on board because they've seen all the episodes. I think that's a real thing because at this point you could pick up from episode 9.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And which confuses things even more because 7 aired. So I have 7 of them on my DVR. 8 is missing in action, and then you can watch 9 through 13 on ABC.com and on Hulu. So you can't see all of them legally, which we would never encourage anybody to seek things out illegally.
Because we'd
be an accomplice to something. But there are probably dark corners of the internet where you can, in fact, find the show. But ultimately, we'd like people to be able to see the show legally. Sure. I mean, look, I signed up for Hulu Plus because they picked up the show.
I did, too. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Awesome. I mean, that right there, and kind of surprised. I mean, obviously, they have numbers to support their decision to not carry on the show. And they have a handful of original programs, so they just may not have room for it in their slate. There'd be a whole host of reasons. But I think somebody like Netflix or TBS or Amazon, who's now branching out and doing a lot more entertainment, I don't know. I think there's a lot there because 3 to 4 million, I don't work in television properly, but I think you can build on that. On top of anybody who's found the show after it went off the air. And the amount of people who could get turned on by it, just if all 13 episodes were available, that'd be cool. I mean, once again, that's probably a licensing thing too, where if you're going to make them available even just for streaming, that's probably another expense. But I really think that would just continue building more and more momentum. But ultimately what we're looking for is a second season.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I said...
At least.
That's right. Yeah, 10 episodes. Listen, TBS, Netflix, give them 10 episodes that everybody can watch. And everyone will watch them in a day, by the way. Anyone who has signed... The 60,000 people who signed the petition will be watching it on the day it debuts. And then they'll be anxious for that much more. But it would be amazing if some service, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, somebody made the entire season available because, I mean, there are shows that came on in the fall of 2013 that ran for one season and they're on Netflix.
Right.
I mean, now that I'm bringing it up, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but I've noticed a few shows that didn't get picked up are now available to watch and you can watch the complete series. And I think that's a big part. I mean, look at Arrested Development because all 3 seasons were, I mean, even that was an Emmy winning show. Like that show was a big deal when it was on. Axed by Fox. It's been on Netflix for, it's been in my Netflix queue since like 2009, and I didn't watch it until 2013, but I had all intentions of watching it. But the show was great, and that's how a lot of people found. Same thing with Breaking Bad. People just watched the entire thing, and it built up more and more of an audience. Right. And that's how it ended up turning into, all right, well, now you got a fourth season. So that really seems like the... I know I'm repeating myself, but honestly, I think that's the key, is to get all the episodes available somewhere, and then somebody give it a season. Give it 10 episodes. It deserves 10 episodes. I was joking with Erica about... Because the other day we were chatting... I had an audition come my way for a national chain. And I thought, oh, that'd be a pretty sweet gig. I said, boy, if I get this, because it was funny because I was talking to Erica at the time. And I said, oh, if I get this, I'm going to fund my own second season.
Right.
Probably not enough to make it happen. I'm going to do my own fan funding campaign. Are we going to shoot an hour special or something? We'll get cardboard backgrounds or something really, some low grade thing, but just get all the actors in for a day. Just shoot it on iPhones. That actually might be in keeping with the spirit of the show. Following Eliza around for the day or something, just to have some closure. But yeah, ultimately... Everybody wants to get a season two. And the fact that this many people have gotten behind it, it's amazing. And just the fact that it's a passion audience has kept up, like I said, 2 months without a new episode. And there's still momentum. Yeah, and everyone's still at it. It is. It's amazing. So Erica, I know I've been talking a lot, but I'm sure there are a few things you at least want to chat about, or at least things I certainly didn't bring up. So you've been very, very invested in this. So, and a lot of people are tuning in because they want to hear from you directly, because you've been you've been so connected with everybody for these last few months. So what is it you want to say to people who are listening?
Thank you. I'm really very proud of everyone for working so hard and for signing the petition and for, you know, like, we have different people that make pictures for us, videos for us, just everything. And, like, they have their own lives, obviously, but they put work into helping the cause, which is great. So I want to thank them for helping us, because we are the Selfie Squad.
Yes, we are. And it's going to happen.
Great.
Yeah, this is totally, because it's 1,000 signatures in a week's a big deal. And now, because so many people are going to be tuning into this, now it's going to be 60,000 soon. And on the road to 100,000. It'll happen. You'll see. Yeah. But everybody keep tweeting. You know what? I'm going to put all the links to everything. If you go to chrisabala.com, I'm not trying to fleece you into going to my website, but just so everybody can find all the resources, because there are many, look for the posts associated with the show. Look for Cape38, hashtag Save Selfie. And I will put the links to the official Save Selfie pages. We will have, of course, Erica's social media links on there and Sherry's as well. And everybody can get in touch, as well as the change.org petition. We put that there. And if you're watching the show on YouTube, the link to the petition will be in the description. So make sure you're spreading that around and sharing it. And if you happen to find the show, which we would never encourage you to do because you can't find the full season anywhere, but if you did and you want to see more, add your name to it. You know what? We should do a PSA for the show. Let's do one right now. Let's do it for Save Selfie. Hang on a second. Later that same day, let's try, let's get a little music going here and kind of set the mood. Ah, there we go. Might as well put my skills to use.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's my selfie PSA. Ready? Okay.
Go for it.
In November of 2014, ABC canceled freshman comedy, Selfie, after only 7 episodes. Then Hulu stepped in and aired the remaining season. And now, the Selfie fans are crying out for more. Now is your opportunity to stand up and be counted and make sure Selfie gets a second season. You will be supporting actors, writers, lighting technicians, makeup artists, hairstylists, and you will be bringing jobs to America. Visit change.org today and sign up to give Selfie a second season. Or if that doesn't sell it, I think that's someone's got to put that somewhere. Well, I use my voice to earn once in a while. Might as well do some good, right?
Right.
So it sounds legitimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds, I mean, I guess I could have played that Sarah McLachlan song that ruins everyone's day when you see the montage of sad animals.
It would be the opposite.
But that's just going to make people tune out. If I did that, it's just like, oh no, we lost 211 listeners right now. That's terrible. But there we go. So we got to save Selfie PSA. Everybody can spread that around if you want. I think I'll clip that and put that on YouTube. But anyway, yeah, everybody, seriously, sign up for the petition because we want to see the show get a second season. Erica's been working like crazy. And you'll be putting actors to work. You will be creating jobs, which, let's be honest, it is. It's a business. People got to pay their rent. We got to put them to work on TV shows and good TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sherry and I, as artists, know what that's like. Yeah. As performers, we can relate. But, you know, one of the good things, though, is honestly, there are outlets where quality content can live because there's Netflix, there's Amazon, there are networks like TBS, and there's Hulu, there's Yahoo, you know, has now picked up Community, and they're going to be doing a season of Community. So
that's right.
As long as there's quality, I honestly and truly believe that good stuff will find a home somewhere. And Selfie's home might not be on ABC. That might not be the right fit, or that might not be the right time slot, whatever. There's so many different factors. I mean, just the odds something gets on the air in the first place is insane. The amount of pilots that get produced and then don't even make it on the air is crazy. So the fact that this show made it onto the air and got 13 episodes is a big deal. The show already beat the odds. So let's continue making sure that the show beats the odds, and let's bring it back. Let's spread it around. Hashtag save Selfie on everything, everybody. All right, I've been going on about this long enough. Sherry, do you have any final thoughts about Selfie?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it. Hashtag say Selfie.
Hashtag Team Charmonique.
Hashtag Team Charmonique. Right. So that being
I'll get
said,
Sherry to take a selfie as Charmonique when we cross 60,000.
I don't have my T-Boss wig, though. So.
We'll work on it. You've got like a day until the petition hits 60,000, so.
Absolutely. But yeah, just keep pushing it. I've been following the Save Selfie movement on Instagram. So I'm excited about it, and hopefully all of our hard work goes into creation.
It's going to pay off.
Make it magic.
It will absolutely pay off.
Oh, yeah.
Erica, is there anything else you'd like to say about Selfie?
Again, thank you for signing the petition. And also, please follow our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts, which is the Save Selfie Movement on Facebook.
And once again, I'll be putting links at chrisabalo.com.
Yeah.
And if you do want to follow anybody else... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You can continue.
Oh, well, no, we've reached the end of the show. We've done it, so. Is there anything else you want to say? Go for it.
basically just thank you for having me on and for helping get the word out about the show and the petition. Because everything helps.
It does.
Absolutely.
It does. So, yes, please keep spreading the word. And you can follow Erica on Twitter at ErikaLawson90, Erica with a K.
Yep.
Speaking of which, she's also on Instagram. Panic Moon. Instagram. Yeah, Panic with a K. Because somebody else probably took the other one.
I have to find you online.
And you can follow Sherry at... If I say it, I'm going to white it up. You're going to have to say it for me.
I can't even say it myself.
Too bad.
That sure bass.
D-A-T.
D-A-T-S-H-E-R-B-A-S-S.
Wow. Yeah, that would have sounded horrible coming from me. And you can follow me, of course, at Chris Abalo on Twitter and Instagram, Chris Sells Out. And follow the show, Twitter and Instagram, at Kate Pod. And, of course, we thank everybody for their support with Safe Selfie and for tuning in. So, right now, to sign off, we're going to leave you with this song, which everybody knows. And this goes out to everybody who's working to save Selfie.
Speaking about karaoke.
And that's right. Yeah.
That's
major karaoke song. And this version will be playing as a nod to a certain Last from Inverschnecki, who there are probably four people understand what I just said. Brought to you courtesy of the Red Hot Chili Pipers. That's chili with two L's, kids. Band I'm fairly obsessed with. In fact, while you're on iTunes, subscribing to this show and giving it 5 stars, wink, wink, buy some stuff from the Red Hot Chili Pipers and support the Scottish arts. I'm serious. And of course, hashtag Safe Selfie on everything and sign the petition, change.org. And that's it. So until next week, for Sherry Bass and Erica Lawson, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.